We're heading to New Zealand. North Island, South Island. Where are you, Hannah?
Yeah, North Island and Whangarei, so.
Okay. Hannah Wilkinson, Kiwi International. More importantly, brand new member of Melbourne City's W League side. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. So excited.
Now, you've had a fantastic career thus far, but can I just remind everybody, you are at your prime. You're a striker. It takes a little while to get going, but you've got all the smarts and you've got all the angles and you know exactly where you need to be to best those defences. No pressure, Hannah.
I know.
We want to see some goals.
Yeah, no, of course. You know, and I think it's an exciting, you know, time. I've been through, my fair share of injuries, and I think I'm kind of like got over those, and I'm really moving into hopefully my prime. And I think that this is the perfect team to come into and hopefully get some success.
Now, you've had an opportunity to travel the world, play the game that you love. You've, three Olympics, two World Cups. You've done okay.
Yeah. I've got a lot of major tournaments on my resume, and that's always something that's awesome. I think, like, you know, my goal from a very early age was to represent my country, and I've done that, and that's been awesome, and I'll continue to do that. So.
Well, you've got a very exciting next couple of years, Hannah, because have we mentioned that yet? There's a Women's World Cup coming down under in under 2 years.
that's definitely something that I've just been super excited about ever since it was announced. I heard it live when, they called that, that New Zealand Australia had won the bid, and we were just, it was me and a couple of other teammates, we were just absolutely ecstatic, and it was just like, that is something that is going to be so amazing, so amazing.
There's another New Zealand international that you will meet if you haven't met her already, young Stoddy, and I'm very excited to hear that she's back healthy and firing and keen very much to come back to Melbourne City. We're thrilled to have her. She's been an absolute out-and-out champion. And I bet, too, that she has aspirations to be in Auckland or in is it Palmerston? Where's the first game being played for the World Cup?
I think it is in Auckland at Eden Park.
Yeah. At Eden Park, that's right. Yes. I try and keep Eden Park out of my mind because as an old Sydney boy, I have not very good memories of Eden Park. I was a Randwick follower. My great team was the Galloping Greens. And whenever they played the All Blacks, it was not a good thing. And they played at Eden Park. So I try and dismiss and delete it from my memory bank. Mind you, a long, long time ago, there was a young 5'8 who played for Randwick and he played for Australia, the Wallabies. His name was Kenny Wright. And the reason I mention him is because he was a member and led the Australian backline that actually beat the All Blacks at Eden Park. And that was the last time we won in the mid-80s. So that's almost history. Yeah,
Ancient history, George, I think.
Don't do that.
I don't know about that.
So talk to us, Hannah. Have you had a chance to meet some of the girls yet in terms of you know them on the pitch, off the pitch?
Yeah, well, Stoddy, yeah, she's a teammate of mine. We've played together on the Ferns. So, she's a terrific player. She's actually someone, we really missed her in the Olympics in Tokyo. She was definitely missed in those games. She's such a crucial player for us. She's, like, absolutely outstanding.
Just will not quit. Really amazing. She does not quit.
No, she doesn't. She's incredible and, an awesome person as well.
So you spent some time, I think your last competition was in Germany. You were playing in the Bundesliga, playing for Duisburg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Yes. I remember Duisburg being a car. I didn't realise it was a football club. No, I do know that. What was it like playing overseas and, of course, playing in some of the biggest competitions in Europe?
That was a very short sort of period. I was only over there for like 6 months or so. It was just to get some, like, I wanted a challenge, and that was definitely a challenge. We didn't do too great as a team, like in the table, we weren't so good. But I played 90 minutes every game. I managed to score in, the Bundesliga. It was a really awesome challenge for me because that was like the top of the top, like every game in and out, it was good. And, the kind of training schedule in Germany, they push you very, very hard. And so that was something that I really needed. And I think it definitely improved me as a player. Sure.
How many sessions a day in Germany? How many training sessions?
They love to hit you with like a double day every now and again. But like when we first got there, what happened was we had a COVID disruption, and then we had a weather disruption because it snowed for like 2 weeks straight, which is unheard of in Duisburg apparently. So we were actually doing these like gym circuits for 2 weeks straight. And I got very good at doing gym circuits, but it killed me because they make us do all of this and then run because we couldn't train.
Yeah, so yeah.
They really love to build you into an athlete over there and really push you really, really hard. But, you know, definitely like, you know, it's almost like going into the Marines. I was like, this is wild.
So not a ball in sight for a while then?
Not for a while, no. But, you know, once we got fantastic. Out there with the ball, it was awesome, really. It was really good. I had some, the league was really, really challenging. It was very, very good for my career for sure.
When are we likely to see you arrive in Australia to get ready for the new W League season?
Hopefully like mid-September, so hopefully soon, but I think it is contingent on this whole COVID thing. I think it's something to do with the government has to, I don't know, I got to get let in there, so we'll
your people at government level have got to talk to our people at government level, exactly. And on it goes.
Figure
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. But quite seriously, it's an exciting time. We have some fantastic competition coming around the corner. The W League over the last few years, in the first few years, was just tremendous. We want it to be longer. We want the competition to be an even better test for each and every player. What have you heard about the W League?
You know, I have heard that, you know, there is a lot of desire for it to be longer, because that's kind of been one thing that's made me hesitant sometimes at not coming to play here in the W League, because it is quite short. And so obviously that would be ideal for it to be extended longer. I've heard it's fantastic things about the league, like, you know, some of the games are streamed in New Zealand, and so my parents sometimes watch a lot of those games, and they're saying like it's so cool to see that and see women's football in general just to be shown in our side of the world, because it is such a global sport, and we don't really get much football action, you know, men's or women's overall.
Well, you'll be very excited to hear that the new television contract means that there will be each and every game showcased on the 10 network and on Paramount Plus, the streaming platform throughout Australia. And I believe it'll be through New Zealand too. So that's exciting awesome. Times for your family and everyone else who knows Hannah Wilkinson and has followed her career. What was the best spot to play your football? Because you've played in a few countries around the world.
Yeah. You know, I went to college very early on in my career, and that was for sure like one of the best decisions I ever made. I loved it there. It built me. They're similar to Germany. They like to really push you in America, like in that collegiate system as an athlete, and get you into such terrific shape. And it's just so well invested over there. You know, everyone is so obsessed with women's soccer, they call it. And so that was all like such a great stepping stone for me into before professional. You know, I've been to Sweden after that, and that was definitely a challenge for me, very challenging league. And then I went to Portugal, and that was just such a completely different style of play. It was quite shocking to me. I'm not that kind of player at all. I'm not very technical. So that was really good for my type of game. I think I expanded my,
skills
the way that I play. Yeah, exactly. So everywhere I've been has been unique in its own kind of way.
Can I just give you a glimpse about the W League in Australia? We don't have any snow.
That's a good start.
Yeah, it's a very good start. And in fact, the only place we have snow, no one can go to at the moment because they're all in lockdown.
Oh, no. Wait, where is that?
Places like Buller, places like Perisher, places like Hotham.
Right.
They've had great short season of snow. But unfortunately, it coincided with lockdowns across the states, and which meant that legally you couldn't travel to any of those areas.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Hannah,
which compromised a few people.
More than the ski weather, I think it's the surfing that interests you, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to the right place, I think.
Well,
why on earth are you coming
to Melbourne?
New South Wales would have been better, or Bells in Victoria.
We get some big surf in Victoria. It's just not very warm.
South Melbourne though, boys and girls.
Very much Bayside.
So what's the thing you're looking forward to the most? To catching up and meeting the team?
Yeah, I think so. I just want to kind of get straight into some training. Like, you know, it's frustrating. You know, I've just come back from Tokyo, been 2 weeks locked down in a hotel for the second time. It's driving me nuts. And then I get one day of freedom and then New Zealand is straight into level 4 lockdown again. And so I'm just itching to get into some training and definitely to train with Melbourne for sure and get used to those girls.
Well, Melbourne City's quite a storied W League program, great facilities, such a history of title success as well. I don't know, you know, if the reputation precedes it if you haven't been involved with the W League before though.
No, I haven't, because every time I've kind of like, sometimes I've played in leagues where it doesn't allow you to play, like the season, for example, Portugal or Germany, you only have like a small kind of break over that Christmas period. And so it's more like leagues like the NWSL and Sweden that allow you to have that like off season period is when the W League is. And so anytime that off season period has happened, I've just wanted to be home, like with my family, because I spend so much time overseas that I just have to get home and relax. So this is just perfect timing.
So given that, when Melbourne City made contact with you, do you immediately know all there is to know about the program and the players that have been through there? Have you been following the W League from afar, or is this quite a new experience for you?
I followed it like a little bit. I wouldn't say very closely. I think the main connection that I have with Melbourne is Stoddy. Rebecca Stott, because she's played there for so long, and I've heard nothing but fantastic things about it. So I was just like, as soon as Rado kind of reached out to me, I was so excited. I was like, this is going to be really cool.
So Rado reached out, huh?
Yeah, Stoddy kind of helped me as well, like get that connection going, and just had a conversation with him, and just the rest is history.
Well, it is. And we look forward to not only hearing but seeing you in the flesh. We're very keen to get you in the studio when opportunity allows. But more importantly, they've got a brand new base. There's an awful lot of development going on as we speak at Casey Fields. The club is looking to invest another $20 million in that base. And they've just decommissioned their last setup at what was La Trobe University. So exciting times. And as we know, no pressure. We just want success. That's all.
That's good. I want success too. So we're on the same page.
So without trying to embarrass you too much, before we let you go, Hannah, I wanted to ask
No initiation.
Few...
There is no initiation here.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, sometimes initiation comes in the form of singing a song in front of the squad. I'm not sure if they do that in the Melbourne City W League group, but I think you might be uniquely prepared for that kind of challenge.
I don't know. I mean, maybe if I had a guitar on me. I don't have one.
We have a recorded artist with us, George. I don't know if you're aware, but Hannah's got a couple of songs on Spotify. Is that true?
Is this true?
Yeah, I did. I did a little bit. Yeah, a while ago. Please don't make me do it now.
You snuck right under our guard, just when we weren't even thinking about it. Clearly, that referee over there, Josh, does his homework. He's done great.
Eye for detail.
Not only eye for detail. When are we going to get an offering from... clearly, you'll have to be when you arrive down under, huh?
A musical offering, you mean?
I think so.
We have a studio. We're not in it at the moment. We're not allowed to be. But once we get out of lockdown,
we're all yours
if you feel like recording another track.
I'll definitely... I'll have a bit of a rehearse and see what I can do.
And Stoddy can do harmonies. It's no problem.
Perfect. Yeah.
Hannah Wilkinson, it's been a delight catching up with you. Welcome to Melbourne City. We can't wait until you get here. We wish you continued success. It's been an exciting journey thus far. But a new W League season is almost upon us. So get yourself sorted and get down under. And we'll keep the snowballs away and everything else. All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.